right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. A sign on a wall reads, "Please help keep your laundromat clean." Two women fill washing machines and another yawns at her magazine as Edith enters the laundromat and begins emptying her sack of dirty clothes. A beaming man in a blue blazer approaches.
"Excuse me, will you take the Sunnysuds challenge?"
She scrunches her nose and glances about.
"Are you talking to me?"
"Yes. Will you sell me this shirt?"
"Oh, no, I couldn't do that. This is my husband's favorite shirt. He got it at Disney World. It's a Donald Duck original, see? There's Donald Duck's autograph in his own handwriting."
"Can't you use $50?
$50?
Good, we've got a deal."
Edith looks at the cash and he tears the shirt in half. He jovially blobs ketchup onto the shirt.
"Don't do that! That ain't no hamburger! Let me have it. Don't do that! What am I gonna say to my husband?" "Oh! You're the shirt ripper on TV!"
"Guilty."
"Terrific, terrific! Cut, cut, cut! Couldn't be better if she was a pro. Hello."
"Oh, hello."
"I'm Peter Gray. I direct TV commercials." "And this is Mr. Prescott, our account exec."
"How do you do?"
"And over there, behind those dryers, is our cameraman. Hey, Arnold, wave to the lady."
A waving hand pokes out from behind a wall.
"Oh.
That's Arnold."
"Oh, was I on TV?"
"Oh, no, no, no. We're just doing a test for a detergent, new improved Sunnysuds. And, of course, you recognize Ricky Bufano, star of your favorite commercials."
"Oh, yeah, you're the man in the pikey potty, too."
"I'm the one. You like that commercial?"
"Oh, yeah, it's our favorite. My husband can never figure out how you get down into that little boat. And why you ain't never flushed away."
"I'll bet your husband would flip if he saw you in a commercial with Ricky. Now, wouldn't he?"
"He's gonna flip when he sees this shirt."
"How would you like to be in our commercial?"
"Oh, no, I don't know what
I'll
I'm
tell you what. I'll take your name and address. What is your name?"
"Edith Bunker. A commercial? Me in a oh, no, no. You wouldn't want that. I take terrible pictures."
"Oh, I can't believe that."
"Oh, yeah, it's true. Here, I'll show you. I got a picture in here."
She opens her purse.
"The worst picture I ever took, though, was in my high school yearbook. Oh, my, that was so terrible. I went around inking it out in everybody's book."
"Well, what's your address, please?"
704 Houser Street. Here, see there? Now, see, that's my grandson, little Joey.
He's adorable.
Yeah, I was playing with him, but you can see that I didn't come out good at all. See, I was trying to make him laugh, like this.
She grins and crosses her eyes.
"Oh, you're so natural, so absolutely natural. Basil, she's it. She's it. She's the one. She is dynamite."
Pete and Prescott leave Edith making faces and shaking her head. Later, Archie steps through his front door.
"Hey, Edith!"
He hangs up his pork pie hat and faded plaid jacket.
"Edith, I'm home and I don't want to hear about nothing except sandwiches."
"Hello, Archie!"
All right, Edith. Don't try to get nothing started now.
"Archie, you'll never guess what happened today."
"Don't torture me or waste my time, Edith. The meat is coming over in a couple of minutes to take me to the Knicks game. Now get the sandwiches made and get them wrapped and ready to go, huh?"
"Well, where are you going?
Just going upstairs to change into my lucky shirt.
Oh, well, your lucky shirt ain't up there.
Well, where is it?
Edith knits her brow.
Well, I'll tell you. And if you don't believe me, I won't blame you, because I know it happened and I don't believe it.
Archie wrinkles his forehead and cringes.
You know what?
Well, you see, Archie, today our washing machine broke down.
Okay, that's $35 to the Puerto Rican guy. Now, don't make this a long story.
Well, see, I had to take the wash to the laundromat, and while I was there, this man comes up to me and taps...
Archie motions for her to wrap it up.
And he turns out to be the man in the Pikey Party commercial on TV. That gets into the little boat way down at the bottom of the Turlin. And now he's the shirt ripper. You know, that comes into the laundromat and says to the lady, "Can I buy that shirt?"
Archie slumps on the back of his chair.
And then he rips it in two.
Edith leans over him and talks into his ear.
And that's what happened today.
He opens his eyes, then slowly gets up.
What happened today?
The shirt ripper ripped your shirt.
Edith. You ain't talking about my Disney World shirt.
Yeah.
You mean the authentic Donald Duck signature shirt?
Yeah, but he gave me $50 for it.
$50?
They want me to do a commercial, too.
He wants you to be in a commercial, Edith.
Yeah. Hey, Arch, we better hurry. We're going to be late for the game.
Take it easy, will you? We got over an hour to get there.
You don't want to miss Charo singing the national anthem. Say, can you see? Coochie, coochie. Hello, how you love that?
Cut it out. Why must you always insult our finest traditions? Wait a minute. Get back here. I want to hear about this. Did you hear this? Somebody's going to put your mother-in-law into a commercial.
Really, Ma?
Oh, well, I ain't sure. And even if I was sure, I ain't sure that I can do it. And even if I was sure that I could do it, I ain't sure that they want me to do it. And even if they want me to do it, I ain't sure that I can do it or that I want to do it.
What the hell are you talking about? You gotta do it. Don't you know that people make a fortune off them commercials? Oh, my God, you didn't talk money with the guy, did you?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, never do that. Leave all talking about important things like money to the man. That's the way God wanted it.
Thinking, Mike squints.
Since when?
Ever since Eve bought a bum apple from a snake. Look it up.
Sandwiches for the game.
Ate it.
Ma, I hope they don't ask you to do one of those silly commercials.
Oh, shut up, you, will you? Don't be worrying her about something silly. Silly is good. Silly sounds. Look at all the top commercials you see on TV there. I mean, what? Take your talking animal commercials there. Morris the cat, right? Well, that's silly, right? The cat comes on, he says, I hope she ain't gonna give me none of that shot. I mean, that's silly. Where the hell are you going to find a cat who can talk that good? But that's the basis there for all your commercial industry. That's the base of your whole advertising industry. Let me tell you something. The basis of the whole U.S. economy. It's silly.
They sit.
So you're saying that you enjoy the fact that the commercials insult your intelligence?
Yes, I do. I mean, without commercials, a lot of people be doing the wrong thing. Without commercials... Maybe we'd be clogging up all our arteries with butter there instead of flushing them out with margarine. Here's another thing. For instance, without them commercials, how would the women know what to do with them their disposable douches?
Mike winces.
They might keep them damn things around forever, but no good reason. Use your bean once in a while, will you?
Arch, what about all the garbage they sell? I mean, kids begging their mothers to buy them that breakfast cereal that's so full of sugar it rots their teeth.
Dentists gotta live, don't they?
Mike hangs his head.
And let me tell you something about without them commercials, you wouldn't even enjoy your TV that much. Because the commercials, they give you time to... A, light up a cigar. One, make yourself a sandwich there. C, answer the phone. And four, run to the can.
You'll like that, huh? You'll like when the commercials interrupt the programming. You'll like when some dope comes on there and talks about painful hemorrhoids in the middle of a newscast when they're talking about some deep, dark tragedy.
Let me tell you something. There ain't no deeper, darker tragedy than painful hemorrhoids.
Hey, Eda, come out here. I gotta talk to you more about
this. Are we going to the game or what?
The hell with the game. There could be millions of dollars in the balance here.
Come on, Arch.
Answer in the door. Get away. Get away.
Oh, hello. I'm Mr. Prescott of the Kenray Advertising Agency. Is Mrs. Bunker home? I want to talk to her about a TV commercial.
Oh, you're the guy that wants to put her in a commercial, huh? Well, come on in, Mr. Prescott.
Prescott.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever. This is my son-in-law, Mike Stivic.
They go to shake hands.
No time for that because he's got to go. He's sorry, but he's got to rush right down to the subway station and wait for me.
You don't want to shake my hands anyway. I have a ring around the collar.
It's time.
Mike leaves.
Tell me, did I say anything to offend him?
Ah, nah, he's only a Polack.
So am I.
Archie's mouth falls open.
Hey, listen, they're fine people with a great sense of humor. They never take offense at nothing. Come on, sit down, sit down.
How do you do, Mrs. Bunker?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Prescott?
Yeah. Sit down, Eda. Sit down, please. He's over here to talk to you about the commercial, you know, Eda?
That's right.
Would you care for a Liverwurst sandwich?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm on a diet.
Sitting between them, Archie blocks the conversation.
I'm rather impressed with the job you did on that test today.
Hey, you hear that, Eda? They like the job you done on the test today.
Thank you. But, Mr. Prescott, I don't think I
She
ought
don't
to do
think
it.
Because she lets me do the thinking for.
You see, the client wasn't too enthusiastic, so I had to do a little convincing.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what that means. That means they want to knock down your price there. Eh? Am I right, Mr. Pollock? What she was starting to say is that she don't think that she could do your commercial for the monies uses offer.
I haven't offered anything yet.
That's the whole point. How is the woman going to accept an offer that you ain't even made yet, huh? You ain't dealing with children here.
Well, Mr. Bunker, I can see that you are an astute businessman.
That's what you think. I know what I think.
So, I will not offer you minimum.
Hold it there, buddy. We insist on minimum.
Very well. That will be $218 for the full day's work.
Let me tell you something else. We know what minimum means. It means there can't be nothing less, right?
Definitely,
yeah. Well, you got a deal, then. Yeah. Yeah, there you are, ain't it? Yeah. Now, you see what happens when you let me do the talking?
Archie winks, and Edith considers.
These are the two halves of Mr. Bunker's shirt.
You know, you can't buy that shirt in a regular store.
At the laundromat.
I mean, that's, an authentic Donald Duck autograph shirt. You can only buy that down in Disney World. That's in Florida.
Mr. Bunker, you're precious.
Pete, the director, squints at him, and Archie raises his eyebrows and examines Pete's face.
Are you gay?
Are you?
No.
I'm so relieved.
Now, one half was washed by your old detergent, and the other by our new, improved Sunny Suds.
He mixes them up.
Ricky will ask you which half is cleaner and brighter, and you pick the one. That's all you have to do.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, let's roll.
Rolling, we got speed.
Sticks!
New improved Sunny Suds commercial. Eat it, Bunker. Take one.
Ooh, action!
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah,
excuse
me. Hey! Oh, hey, 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 look who's here. I ate it. Look who's over here. Hey, I'd know you anywhere. From a million times I've seen you in the toilet. Hey, the guy in the toilet here, huh?
Arrivederci.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Are we still rolling?
Still rolling, still got speed.
Okay, action, Ricky.
All right, Mrs. Bunker, this is the big moment. Which one is brighter and cleaner?
Ricky holds the shirt halves.
Oh, that one.
Cut. Oh, that was very good, oh, dear. Very good. Just one tiny problem. You selected your brand.
I know, but I think that was cleaner.
Pete taps a finger on his lips.
So, if your brand is on this side, then we all know what's on the other side. New?
Improved Sunny Suds?
Right.
Do you want me to pick this one?
We want you to pick the one that's brighter, which anyone can plainly see might well be our product. Okay, let's try another one. Roll it.
Roll it. We got steam.
The film clapperboard baffles Edith.
New improved Sunny Suds commercial. Eat it, Bunker. Take two.
Action!
All right, Mrs. Bunker, this is the big moment. Which one is brighter and cleaner?
Archie appears.
Go for the one on the left there.
Screamy vote!
All right.
Okay, roll it.
Rolling, we got speed.
Sticks.
New improved Sunny Suds commercial. Eat it, Bunker. Take three.
She cringes at the clapper.
Action.
All right, Mrs. Bunker. This is the big moment. Which one is brighter and cleaner?
Edith considers, then points to her regular brand.
Well, this one.
Gosh!
Listen, if you let me talk to a minute here, then you get results. Now, let me try. Oh, Edith, come over here. Come on. Here, let me talk to her. Edith, darling, listen to me. Are you a dumbbell or what? Why do you always go with the soap that ain't no money?
Archie, Ricky asked me which one I thought was cleaner and brighter, and that was the one. I know it was my soap, but I can't help that. It's true. I mean, your shirts and your jockey shorts are always bright and fluffy, ain't they?
The world don't give a damn if my jockey shorts look and feel like Brillo.
Mr. Bunker, listen, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to call it off.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Then we miss getting the $218.
No, she'll get that, but no residuals.
Oh, well, I don't care about the residuals. All I want is the money.
Mr. Bunker, you don't understand. Residuals are money. Every time the commercial is run, there's another fee. It can amount to $2,000-$3,000.
Roll, I'm in action there.
No, Mr. Bunker, no, it's no use.
Wait a minute. See, the wife has a problem. She never learned to lie. I know. But for $2,000 or $3,000, she's going to learn now.
All right.
Edith, I want to talk to you. That's okay, honey. You don't have to make her up. Do it yourself, will you? You're getting pale.
The makeup woman hurries off.
Edith. All you got to do is prick there, salt there. You can have a whole new career worked out yourself there. I mean, you could be like Anita O'Brien hustling fruits. It's true, Edith. You take it too serious, you see? I mean, you don't have to really mean what you say. Do you think John Wayne really eats them aspirin there? Come on. A guy like the Duke gets himself a headache, he pulls a gun and he shoots it. Do you think that O.J. Simpson really drives around a Heights rental car? Like hell. The guy's got himself a Piper Cadillac with zebra seatbelts.
That.
She's read the National Enquirer there, wasn't she?
Archie, I don't know why, but I got the feeling that you're asking me to lie.
I would never do that, Edith. It ain't me, It's the law, you know that? The law says that on TV, they gotta give the lie equal time with the truth. Why the hell do you think they televised the Democrat conventions? Do your stuff. Now get in there. Get in there. Get in there. Now you pick the right one this time, ain't it? Okay, now I think she's ready. Pete, you can roll your sticks again.
Okay, Genga. Let's give it one more try. Roll, please.
Rolling. We got speed.
Sticks.
New improved Sunny Suds commercial. Eat it, Bunker. Take three.
Hey, ain't that take four, pal?
Never mind. Go ahead.
All right, Mrs. Bunker. This is the big moment. Which one is brighter and cleaner?
Edith glances at Archie.
Well, this one is the one my husband thinks I should pick, but I think this one is...
Mrs. Bunker, I'm sorry. That's a wrap. Let's go home, everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bunker. You'll get the $218 in the mail.
Oh, no, no. I shouldn't be paid.
Will you stifle yourself?
I ain't done nothing.
What do you mean? You've done your best, and that's something.
And you ain't mad?
Oh, no. What else should I be mad at? You know, so we lose $3,000.
Well, I guess we can use the $218 towards a new washing machine.
Yeah, I could take the $218 and buy a pistol and blow my brains out and still have change left over.
Oh, no. We really need a washing machine.
Ah, Archie ambles off with Edith scurrying along behind him. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Ben Starr and Ron Bloomberg. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Frank Atletter, Mr. Prescott. Daryl Hickman, Pete. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.